Well, howdy people. And as you know, this is the face of the UK police force today. Obviously, this is a Femon who was quickly promoted to assistant chief, I think. And was earmarked to be promoted again. But unfortunately, something came up. Apparently, a sort of a probe found out that she was trying to avoid driving charges by saying she was on duty, when I guess she wasn't. It was also found that she was using the vehicles in the police force for her own personal use. You see, the trouble is when these Femons get quickly promoted, and not for their ability, but just to fill a quota, they don't really respect the position they're in, because it was far too easy to get there. And what I've seen mostly is Femons in positions like this will always abuse their position. Just take a look at some of the mayors in the USA. A lot of them are Femons, and they're all abusing their position. But the UK police force has obviously gone woke. And this is the reason why it's gone woke. And it's basically become not fit for purpose. Of course, there's an inquiry, but you can imagine nothing will probably be done. The general public has lost their confidence in the UK police force. And of course, this is also the reason why the UK police force is more interested in people hurting other people's feelings with words than they are about crime. Once again, they're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And every time we see it, it's always been disastrous. And yet, they still keep doing it. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. It's almost as if the people higher up are trying to destroy organizations, because it's never been successful, ever, that I've seen. Woke, DEI, inclusiveness, equals Femons. Once again, you take it easy, guys.